Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin. Welcome back to Daf in Practice. On today's Daf Samech Hei Maseches Pesachim, the Gemara talks about how the Kohanim, against the will of Chachamim, they mopped the floor. They had the water go through the floor of the Azara to clean it out, and the Chachamim were not very pleased. And the Gemara invokes a brisa on Samech Hei Amud Aleph about being mechabed and merabed's floors, sweeping and mopping floors on Shabbos. So the truth is, there are three different problems with sweeping a floor on Shabbos. One issue is a concern of being mashvagumos, of leveling out the ground, which would be a problem of choresh, or bone of some sort. And the second issue that one has to contend with is whether or not there's muksa. And the third issue, the muksa, that is of moving the crumbs and the peels on the floor. And the third issue one has to contend with is the bristles of the broom, of them breaking off. So the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Lamed Zayin and your mother addressed the question of being mashva gumos, of leveling out the floor. And the Mechaber writes in Shin Lamed Zayin to Beis, also lechabit abayis elim kena karka merutzaf. He says you cannot sweep the floor unless it's tiled, unless it's there's a wood floor, there's stone. But yesh matir nafila ein merutzaf. There are those who permit it, even if it's not made of stone, even if it's dirt. That's the Mechaber. But the Ramah says, Yesh machmirin, those are machmir, afil b'merutzav, even if it's stone, it's tiled, it's wood floor, it's still a problem. V'chein nogin ein l'shanos. That should be the practice and you shouldn't change. The only heter the Ramah says is, Ayidei ein Yehudi mutter, to have a goy do it would be permitted. So what's the heter for a person to sweep their floor in their house, bizman hazeh? Every house on Shabbos, every person sweeps their house on Shabbos, what's the heter? So the Be'er Halacha says that the whole concern of sweeping a floor is you might come to sweep a floor where it's not tiled, where it's not stone. So if you sweep your house where there's a wood floor, you might sweep your other house or your other room where there is no wood and there's dirt. So the Be'er Halacha says if that's the whole concern, then if you live in a city where every single house, where at least rove of the houses are stoned, are tiled, or wood, that would be allowed. And since we all live in cities where every single house has a stone floor, has a wood floor, has tiled, it's not a problem, it's not a gzera anymore of being mashra gumos, it's permitted. That only deals with one question of being mashra gumos. With respect to the muksa, the Be'er Halacha goes on to explain, it's not muksa either for two reasons. Number one is it's a concept of graf shari'i. When something's disgusting, it's disturbing your Shabbos, you're allowed to move it. That's one reason. And the second reason, even if it wasn't disturbing your Shabbos, you're allowed to move something, tiltum and atzad, ayyadei davar acher. You're not directly moving the muksa, you're holding a broom, which is moving the muksa. That's tiltum and atzad, ayyadei davar acher, that's permitted. In terms of the third issue of breaking the bristles, it's only allowed if it's bristles that are soft where they're going to bend, but not where they're going to crack. And as long as this is all true, where we have wooden floors and it's tilted outside, there's no muks issue, and the bristles are soft enough, it's allowed, one's allowed to sweep on Shabbos.